KBMW.
Hey, welcome back. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue here, my radio hut. Monday edition of the morning show. Good to have you on board. And I've been excited about this. I've been telling you about it all morning. I love features that have to do with health and wellness. And Katie Nelson in for our, what would you call this? Our launching of Anytime Fitness. And welcome to the show, Katie. Appreciate you stopping in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, and you said business is good. Business is picking up. I love hearing that.
Yeah, it definitely is. We have people coming in into the gym regularly and hitting those fitness goals. I always tell my boss, I said, I love having people in my office. The day goes by so much faster. And I actually met with 10 individuals on Friday alone.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it was great.
So, Katie, how did you get into this? What give us a little backstory on you. How did you arrive at this point?
Okay, so I was born and raised right here in Wahpeton, graduating class in 2006. Many people in the community know I was a very competitive figure skater. My mom and dad did everything they could for me, and they drove me all around the tri-state area, and I was in speed and strength program from the time I was 8 years old. So following high school graduation, I went out west and I got an exercise science degree in Dickinson State, and I served as the assistant wellness director. And while I was there, I had the opportunity, I say, to work with Coach Leno and Coach Biggio, and they piloted the Athletic Republic out there. And so I got to train the football players and all the athletes, but at the same time, I got to do a lot of the wellness piece for the university, and that was more like mindfulness with group fitness and yoga and Pilates and things like that. Which the highlight of that was having the linemen, these 280-pound guys, would come to my yoga class at 7 a.m., and they'd just be dripping sweat. But then for a head football coach who has years and years of experience and wins and national titles to say to me, like, oh, my gosh, this is making such a difference with the guys on the line. So I worked in that field for about 10 years. And as I was doing personal training, I was training mental health therapists. And as we would talk, they once finally said to me, Katie, you should go back and get your master's in social work. You would be a great therapist. And I said, you know, my whole thing is I want to do this mind-body approach. And so I went back and I got my master's in social work from the University of Denver with an emphasis in trauma. Worked in mental health for about 8-9 years. And in that time, I had a child. So my little boy just turned 5, and he'll be starting kindergarten in the fall. And my mom and dad are retired.
Right.
So I was kind of looking around the Wahpeton area to move home, closer to mom and dad. And my brother has a little girl here, and there was a head coach position at Anytime. So I contacted Anytime Fitness here, and I said, you know, I would love to be the head coach. For you, I said, and I want you to know, I really want to bring this mind-body approach to our community.
So this kind of dovetails everything. I mean, not only do you have like that competitive thing, but this sounds like something that you've had kind of in your DNA from the time you were very, very young.
Absolutely.
So this fits in well with what you're doing now.
100%. The other day, I had an older gentleman that came into my office after he had worked out, and we had a really good conversation, and he really opened up about how his journey of exercise has improved his mental health. And being able to come into Anytime and, you know, work with the team there to achieve these goals, not only has he seen significant change in things like social anxiety and depression, but he's also seen those changes in his physical health. For instance, his knees feel better. You know, his diet has changed, and we know there's a direct link about what we fuel our bodies with when we're working out. And my biggest thing is, after working in mental health, is I felt like I was always putting out fires. And the prevention really stems from how are we taking care of ourselves.
Right.
The more active we are, the nutrition, that really is the fuel, right? Like I always say, you don't put diesel in an unleaded car.
That's true.
So yes, you're right.
That's a good way to put it.
It is a direct connection, and that's what I'm here to do. This is new. I keep telling everyone, when I was in mental health and therapy, we talk a lot about, you know, cognitive behavior therapy or dialectical therapy,
right,
or EMDR. I truly believe that exercise therapy is the next thing. With all these different styles of therapy, we always talk about positive coping skills. And one of those things is physical activity. What are you doing? Are you walking? Are you doing resistance training? Young children who have ADHD, one of the main things that is prescribed to them in therapy is weight-bearing activities. And that will be jumping off a plyo box. You know, I live in an apartment. I can't have my child jumping off plyo boxes and chairs.
Right.
My neighbors aren't going to really like that. So getting them at a young age into the gym, into a safe environment, not only, you know, for the physical aspect, but for the mental aspect, and at the same time, they're building confidence.
Let me ask you something, because, you know, it's no surprise, it's no secret that country, you know, in our country, in our society, the obesity rate has just gotten out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, things like diabetes.
Correct.
And I think you're onto something here, Katie, too, because the mental health kind of slides down too,
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of bringing back or implementing something, like you said, that is very, very new, this mind and body connection.
That is correct.
In getting everything back in shape, because, you know, mentally, when you feel better, you think better,
mm-hmm,
you know, and there's a lot more clarity to what you're thinking too.
Absolutely.
And the physical aspect of this, I think you're onto something really good. And I love this segment that we're going to be doing, because again, you can educate as we go along.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I would not be able to do it without the owners of MDS Fitness. They are four men who have gyms in 9 states, and they believed in me when I came in. And, yeah, it's different, but it's important.
Right.
And they generally believe in the well-being of everyone that walks into the gyms that they own. And that's what I think is really important, is people who know about Anytime, they know about the chain, but what they don't know is that there are different owners that own different gyms. And I actually work for MDS Fitness, who owns the gym here in Wahpeton,
okay,
who has decided to have head coaches within their gyms to help guide them to reach their goals and help them with nutrition and help them with programming and consistency and routine and nutrition and variety, so people don't get bored.
Right. Well, you bring a wealth of information, and I can tell already a whole lot of passion behind what you're doing. This is something you believe in to your core, I can tell already.
100%.
So, and so people listening to this, and it's like, you know what, Katie, I want to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get the ball rolling? What do they do?
All right, so we are open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, and then on Friday we are open from 8 to 12. You can stop in and get a membership, or you can also get a membership online. There are some really good deals going on right now,
mm-hmm,
so I really encourage the community to definitely take part in that. And then with that, when you get your membership, you get your free assessment appointment session in whatever world that you live in, it's called something different, right? And you come in and you get an hour to meet with me and I get to know you and we set those goals mm-hmm. and we talk about what can Katie do to help you here in our gym for you to get where you need to go. And, you know, your goal's not going to look like mine, which doesn't look like my dad's.
Absolutely.
My dad just wants to play with his grandkids. My goal is I want to run the half in 145, which is very different.
Sure.
And so that's when we bring in, we are known for a triangle within our fitness department, per se. So our small group fitness classes are ran on three sides of a triangle, which are strength, cardio, and nutrition.
Perfect.
So we have the strength through these small group training classes, and they are programmed from a man within MDS Fitness that really designs them to be specific, and then there's modifications. So, right, so if I'm going to go in, it's going to look different than when you go in. And then we have our cardio piece, and we really monitor that through awesome technology in these meetings. So we have the MyZone program at any time, and it is a heart rate monitor that we have our clients wear. And I track them on my phone to make sure they're where they need to be. We have screens up. We love to have a good competition. And then there's that nutrition piece, right? You come in, you talk with me. We talk about the 80-20 rule because let's face it, we live in a community where they like to go to the lake on the weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that you can't have a little, you know, fun when you're there. But
sure.
On Monday when you come back, we want you to get back on track.
Right.
So those are the three things we really focus on, and we talk about them every 4 weeks. So maybe you come into my office and I say, hey, I really want you to try upping your protein, and then I want you to try this whole wheat pasta. So then you come back in 4 weeks and you say, Katie, I tried that pasta. I'm never eating it again. So then I say,
that will happen, yeah.
Yeah. So then I say, okay, I have this for you. You know, there's so many substitutes that people don't know about, but it's my job to look them up.
Right.
And I'm kind of a nerd that way. It's what I enjoy doing. And I really encourage everyone to follow us on Facebook. I put a ton of information on there. And yeah, so that's really what I encourage everyone to do. I am your coach, just like when you were in high school. You know, I remember Coach Bickford. That's a, you know, that maybe ages me a little bit. And
in a good way.
Yeah. But, you know, I remember running that track as a young person, and there's the guy standing there, like, encouraging you and looking at your time, and his wife, Vicky, saying, you're faster than that. You know, like, we're running it again. And that's me. Like, I had really good coaches in this community who shaped me to who I want to be. And I had really good coaches all through college. And then, you know, my coaches looked a little different as adults, but they were still a coach in my head.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm back to do. And I'm here not just to coach athletes. I'm here to coach the community to live a healthy lifestyle, to be able to live and make good choices. And I always say this, we cannot have healthy children without healthy parents. And so we're really taking that approach now, too, within our gym here in Wahpeton. This week, we are piloting a kids program at 6 o'clock. So children can come. They'll be with me. And then if you are an adult, you can either do your own workout or take part in our group class at that time, because I want to bring down barriers that are causing adults or parents or what grandparents, you know, that they can't get to the gym. So, and with that, within that group class, we are putting in a mental health piece. And so we're also working on social skills and mindfulness as
right.
well as healthy activities.
Mind and body. You got it all going on at Anytime Fitness. Mm-hmm. Where are you located, Katie, for people that don't know?
So we have the big icon place, and that is Walmart now in Wahpeton.
Right.
And we're right across the street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Katie, I'm so looking forward to this segment now. This has been fascinating. Great information. Folks, if you missed any of our chat, we're going to podcast this. It'll be up on our website, early this afternoon. Katie, thanks for stopping in. Look forward to our next chat.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. It's 950, your voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Now is the time to think big, shop small. Start a trend, it'll help us all.
Vision Ford and this station suggest that you check out all that these amazing small businesses have to offer.
Don Kelly and the crew at Farm City Supply loves local. Farm City is your local legacy business in Breckenridge and have been for decades. Hardware, farm, home. They always have you covered. You can count on that. Farm City Supply, a proud sponsor for the love of local.
Econo Foods in Wahpeton and Breckenridge, your hometown employee-owned stores. Stock shelves, amazing meat and produce sales, grab lunch from the deli, sip Caribou coffee, plus Econo Express and Econo Wine and Spirits. Econo Foods has it all.
Local radio, local business, keeping the Twin Town area strong.
Big, big shop small, it'll help us all.
Plays of the Week, presented by Superior Builders, is back for the basketball season. Visit the KBMW News.